morning, Charlie, Ed, and
good
Fletcher.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hey.
We're all in our places with sunshiny faces. Good morning to you.
Wow, you really do do everything. You're a singer, too, Jack LaLanne. Look at that.
Oh, if I hadn't been in my profession, I would have been an opera singer.
Now, I have a question
That's
for you.
That's what I wanted to do.
Regarding your profession, Jack LaLanne, fitness guru and expert, and his beautiful wife, Elaine, on the phone. Was there ever a point in your career as a fitness guru and expert that you said, I should be in the Olympics? I'm reading about your what you've done over the years in terms of swimming, and I think about what Michael Phelps did in the last Summer Olympics.
I made the Olympics in wrestling.
Yeah, in 1936, he made the Olympics.
But I didn't, because I couldn't go to the Olympics, because I opened my first health spa, and that made me professional. In those days, if you took 5 cents for your athletic prowess, it made you a pro.
Ah.
Now, Jack,
you couldn't join the Olympics.
So tell him what you were what you made the Olympics for, Jack.
Wrestling.
He was an AAU wrestler. He won all sorts of medals with wrestling.
And I was a tumbling champion. Did the rings and horizontal bars and.
So, Jack, you are about to celebrate a birthday, and you're 117 years old. So you've been doing this for a while, right?
Longer than yesterday.
You just turned 95 a week ago Saturday.
Now you mentioned that you were a gymnast as well, and that still seems to have, for guys to be gymnasts, that still has a negative connotation to it, which I think is unfair. Do you feel like you were that you paved the way for a lot of guys to want to jump up on the beams?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I'm the one that, you know, in the early days, you know, the gymnasts and all those athletes couldn't lift weights. They thought that would make them muscle bound. Now there's not one world-class athlete, men or women, not lifting weights.
I did try, when I was probably 5, I started gymnastics, and I remember putting the powder on my hands, and I jumped up on the bar, and I was so weak, I was just a teeny tiny kid, I was so weak, I just kind of fell down into the foam and started crying, and that was it.
That was the end of your career, huh?
That was it, yeah.
And now we're all kind of fatties, we're all a little chubby in our own way. Can you recommend some things we can do to kind of thin out and maybe have a life
Charlie,
like yours?
Ed and Fletcher, they're all fatties.
Well, we're not fat.
We're a little, maybe a little overweight.
Well, what'll they do, Jack? They're a little overweight, all of them. Okay.
All right, you got to put yourself on 1,500 calories a day.
I have that in breakfast most days.
Now, what if all those 1,500 calories come during one meal? Do you just not eat the rest of the day?
Do what?
They all come at one meal. What do you do then if they all come at one meal, 1,500 calories?
You got to spread them out.
Okay. So you would just...
willpower, you know?
So the breakfast sandwich that we would consume, we would just cut it in half.
Into thirds and have a third for breakfast, a third for lunch, and a third for dinner. I think that's the plan. Well, Jack, one thing that I've read about your philosophy, and specifically in nutrition, two things. If a man made it, don't eat it. And number two, if it tastes good... spit it out.
You'll never be fat.
Well, what the? But I mean, so what?
Cake, spice, candy, ice cream, soda pop, all that man processed junk. Well, did you ever read the label on some of this canned food?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of processed everything.
You can't pronounce it.
But what's the point of living?
You put that junk in your body.
What's the point of living if I can't have a giant sundae?
It isn't what you do once in a while. It's what you do all the time.
Yeah, we're kind of kind of all the time offenders when it comes to things like that, I think.
Yeah. What about red meat?
Don't eat red meat. I eat fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you
know, turkey.
The red meat today, though, is you'll notice it's very lean, and he's not against red meat because I eat red meat, and he doesn't get mad at me.
But I bet he doesn't.
Do it.
You're in California. You've always been in California.
San Francisco.
So, yeah, born and raised in California. One of the things that California is now known for in the last couple of years is being lenient about the use of marijuana. What is your opinion on that in terms of, like, you know, legalization? It's natural. It's not cigarettes.
God made it.
What do you think?
You know what? That's not for me to figure out. It's for the authorities.
Yeah,
that's their business.
Yeah, right. We don't. We're not around that stuff, so we don't have any opinion on it.
You've never taken a puff of the weed?
No, never, ever, ever.
Done some acid?
Yep, never.
Coke?
You know, a lot of
heroin.
Bodybuilders take the steroids, you know, and he never even took a steroid or anything like that. And so we're not into that, and so that's. That's something that we don't know, and we don't talk about. We don't know what to talk about because we don't
know
about it.
Good old proof that good old fashioned hard work means a long, healthy life. Thank you so much.
And it's all in his book, "Live Young Forever." That's what he's just come out with, and it's got all his early life in it, and exercises and
remember the name of the book, Jack LaLanne, "Live Young Forever."
And then there's got stretching in it, and it's got
everything.
Stuff to do in the gym and stuff to do in, to eat and juicing tips. And
you got to have the juicing tips. I was going to ask about that.
Got to have the juicing tips. That's right.
Let me tell you, that juicer, one of the most successful things there's ever been in the history of television, my Jack LaLanne juicer.
We love it.
Well, Jack and Elaine LaLanne, an inspiration
to
everyone.
Thank you very much for your time. Athletic heart. Thank you for letting us talk to you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
we'll do.
Guys.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
God bless you.
Bye, Charlie, Ed, and Fletcher.
Bye.
We've been eating a bag of cheese throughout this entire like literally a bag
so
of
good.
Cheese.
That is good cheese.
Well, I'm talking to these two people.
How can I get that, by the way, how can I get that one piece that he wears all the time?
That thing's awesome.
Where do you buy that thing? We didn't get around to asking it.
The unitard?
That is awesome. No, it's almost like the Dickies thing that we always talk about, the old people wear, but he's been wearing it forever, and it's not a Dickies thing.
I think it's an old man bathing suit.
That thing. Look at that.
With the short sleeves and the long pants and the blue zip up in the front.
That guy is super cool.